T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. High school football playoffs, the next round, the next weekend of stuff. And we got Larry Bluestein to talk about everything in the third round of the playoffs this weekend. Larry Blue, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Couldn't be better. Great time of year. Kicked off the third round last night, and some awesome games this week, and we're gonna go to one and keep our eye on all the rest of them.
All right. Well, first of all, I was totally wrong about last night. I thought Western was just gonna shut Columbus down. I got caught up in the University Dillard, the way Columbus looked. How in the heck have they turned it around to get a 15-point win last night against a really good Western team?
I'll tell you, Joe, that this is a team that the bell went off somewhere along the line. I remember, I guess, talking to you right after Western, right after University School beat them in record time. I mean, it was the quickest game I'd ever seen. They ran the clock on them. It was 35-0. The following week, Jeez. They go up and lose a 21-20 game to Dillard. But ever since then, things have changed. The kid Parrish is just one of the best backs we've had here in a long time. Went over 2,000 yards, 2,300 yards, 34 touchdowns on the year.
Wow!
He just took over the game. I mean, that's Western did what they could, and you know, when you come in with a game plan to stop somebody and you don't stop them, that shows you how good he is. I mean, the Reggie Bushes type guys, when you game plan for them, and I'll tell you what, you can't say enough. Henry Parrish Jr. is as good a back as you get. University of Pittsburgh's getting him, and great job by Charlie Partridge and them to come down here and get a marquee kid, a kid that could be Mr. Florida, in 8A. And defensively, they've always been sound, but they just had to get things going on offense. Remember, they're the defending state runner-up, so they're not going quietly, and they're within one game of going back to state. And when we saw them at when they were 5-4, I would tell you, there's no way. There's just no way. But you got to give Coach Dave Dunn, a first-year head coach. Everybody was, calling for his head in week five, and now they're singing his praises.
We got a lot of Broward action tonight. A lot of games are going to fall into Broward. But let's talk about one we've been talking about for a couple weeks. We thought it was going to happen. It's finally here. Northwestern at American Heritage Plantation. They got like 5 state championships between them over the last few years.
Yeah.
What is going to happen in this one tonight?
Not a better game. I don't think there's a better game in the state. I mean, you just mentioned 5 state titles between the two of them in the last 6 years. Tremendous coaching staffs. Really good defense. It's going to be a jam-packed place. It's going to be and I mean, when they announced the new classes, because remember Northwestern was 6A, and that was the gauntlet with Central and Carroll City that we talked about for all those years. But they moved down to 5A. As soon as that was mentioned, you said to yourself, "Okay, this right here on this Friday night was inevitable," because both teams played a really challenging schedule. Northwestern's lost 2 games to IMG, which is no shame. Everybody
else does.
To
yeah.
lose them.
Right.
And you were at that game, and then they lost to a Valdosta Lounge team in Georgia, who's number 7 in the nation right now, and they're running on all cylinders. And then the only game that Pat Surtain's team lost was to a team in Washington, D.C. that's nationally rated, Gonzaga Prep. But they took care of business. The winner of tonight's game will be the team that makes the least mistakes. Northwestern is usually, and I know that sounds cliche-ish, but you look at Northwestern, and they always try to give the game away. The penalties, you saw it against IMG. That's their M.O. for some reason. And they overcome it in a lot of games. They won't overcome it if they commit 25 penalties tonight. It just won't happen. It just, you can't give a team like American Heritage with talent on both sides of the ball. Both teams are young. And it's just going to come down to mistakes. That's how close the two teams are. In talent, both of them are very young. And you're going to see these two teams in this place for the next 2-3 years, so you got to get used to it. I mean, they're that good.
Blue, 4A, Booker T and Cardinal Gibbons tonight, also at Cardinal Gibbons. 4A, we talked about them a lot in the last couple weeks here. But what do you see tonight, Booker T and Cardinal Gibbons?
Well, Zach, 4A is the 6A of last year, right. With the loaded gun with Gulliver at number one and U-School at number two, and you had Monsignor Pace, and then these two teams were 3 and 4 seeds in Carroll City, too, and 3 and 4 seeds. So, and we've watched this kind of unfold. And you look at a Gibbons team. This is a team, they're the defending state champions. So all of a sudden, you've got to say, hey, respect to them, because Matt DeBuck has done an awesome job. They're running on all cylinders. I don't think anybody is playing as well as they are. They took a university school team that you saw, Joe, apart last week, and it could have been worse. They've done great coach, probably one of the best coaching staffs in South Florida. Outstanding football program. And then you have Booker T. Washington, just finds a way to win. Probably had more adversity than anybody. Ice Harris goes to Florida Memorial as the coach. Ben Hanks, former Miami High and University of Florida star, takes over, along with Coach Earl Tillman, who's had cancer. He's lost 150 pounds. He's battling.
Wow.
They've had so much go down in that program, but they keep coming up on top. This is going to be a classic last team with it, and I know another cliche, but last team with the ball wins, because that's how close it is. I mean, they're separated by 3-4 points, and quarterback play is going to be essential. Both have playmakers at the position.
All right, and the other one, it looks good. It's a Dade Broward matchup, the last one. Dillard's undefeated, but a lot of people still talk to him going, yeah, but Dillard hasn't really. I know they beat Columbus, and they won a lot of close games. But they get the big cats. Central comes to town tonight to take on Dillard. What do you expect in that one?
Well, Central's a proven commodity, and we know that.
Yes.
I mean, this was a good game last year. I mean, this was actually Central's closest game before they lost in the playoffs. But the thing here is you have a Central team that runs the ball as well as anybody. Four running backs who are quality Division I type of players, outstanding offensive line. They seem to be rejuvenated, and that's the thing that kind of, if you're Dillard, you kind of like wince a little bit, because they lost to Chaminade to end the year, and it wasn't close. It was by 17 points. So I think they kind of had one of those come to Jesus type of meanings, and then things got going, and they disposed of Dunbar or Fort Myers in the first round. And then the impressive thing is they went to Naples last week, kind of, and Bill Kramer, who longtime coach who stepped down this week for Naples, kind of put his career to an end, and they scored 50 plus points over there against a really good football team. Dillard's got to bring the A game. That's all I got to say. Dillard has to bring their A game, or this thing gets out of control, because Central has the defense. They have, the kids to make plays all over the place. And, I mean, it's going to be a good game, but I just think that Central just may have too much.
All right, I got to mention it, although I just don't think it's going to be a close game when I hear Atlantic's got to go to St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah.
That's nothing against the folks up
next
in Palm
game.
Beach. That's a tough one.
Yeah, well, it will, because, I mean, even though Atlantic was in the state finals 2 years ago, this is a different team. Good team, but St. Thomas running on all cylinders. And, I mean, it's really going to be tough. Defensively, they don't give up many points. So that's the thing. They get out in front of you, and then they just keep putting it on you. And, credit that team. I mean, they're really good. Right now, they're looking at that next round, because it could be a rematch with a Venice team that's really good. Not St. Thomas good, but, we'll push them a little bit. But no, I don't think this will be much of a contest this evening. They're at home again, and then how that is. I mean, you've been around that program. They you never catch them off guard, and I certainly don't think it's going to be tonight.
Not at home. Well, I'll tell you what, that's not easy either. Hey, another one away from all these high school games. I know we missed some, and Chaminade and Champagne Yacht are all going to be playing tonight, but I wanted to ask you, early signing is December 18th, 19th, 20th. Do you like that? It looks like about 80% of the top players signed early. I forgot. That thing's right around the corner.
Yeah.
You like the early signing date or no?
Well, I like it for the reason is that these kids, now these colleges know what they have to work on in the real signing day in February. You know, I mean, like teams, schools like Florida State that are in a flux with their coaching staff and some of the other programs. It's great. What it does do, it gets these kids on campus, and we saw, especially, let's take my University of Miami for instance. You have an opportunity to get these kids on campus early. You know, the kids who can, because the public schools all have the program where they could graduate early. Private schools, like that's what Miami's hold up last year. So they had those kids from Chaminade and other schools that were private schools. But what it does, and I've seen it firsthand, you get a kid on campus first week of January. By April or May, Joe, oh my gosh, these kids are, I mean, they're almost sophomores because they've taken classes, they've gotten into a regimen for college, and we've seen it. I saw it happen at UCF where they had 3-4 kids. The kid Bethune from Central last year who left as a young man, and he's a grown man now. And that's, I think it's essential. It makes these kids, you know, give them an opportunity. It gives colleges a better idea of what they need. And I like it. I just think it should actually be maybe before the season starts, you know, instead of in December. Because what it does now, you're going to have a lot of schools that are at colleges that are bowl games. So they kind of like, you know, you strive and you promise these bowl games to these kids. But then when you're in the midst of it, you're kind of paying attention to recruiting and not so much enjoying your bowl atmosphere. So
tough job,
I think,
man.
It should be before the year. Yeah. But I like it, but especially for those schools, like I said, that are in college, that are in coaching flux and changes, it's essential to have the second one as well.
All right, Blue. Great having you, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You take care of yourself.
Have a good Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Larry Bluestein.
Bringing it. Yeah, we got some good games.
There's a good slate of games tonight, man. A lot of them in Broward County. A
lot of Broward.
Yeah.
4 games in Broward County tonight. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. It's all same names, isn't it funny? It's like you go through it and this thing starts, and Booker T, Central, Northwestern, Columbus.
Cardinal Gibbons, American Heritage, St. Thomas Aquinas,
Deerfield Beach.
Out of all those matchups, the 2A all through the 8A, who's the surprise team for you that's still there?
The guys that won last night, Columbus.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.